This is Andrew again. We're doing another Ignite Wire. This is live at the Ignite Conference, episode number 151. I'm sitting here in the luxurious lunch hall at the Ignite Conference here that we have, with just about, you know, there's enough room here for about 30 people to eat. I mean, really, it's prestigious here. And I'm sitting here with John White, Jason Himmelstein. John, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners so they know who you are.
How you doing, man? Well, they know my name now. I'm the CTO of a company called Unlimited Viz. We make product called Tigraph, which does analytics for Yammer and for Office 365. In addition, I was a SharePoint MVP. Now I'm Office Server and Services, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm a SharePoint head, and we've been building out this application for a little while. And the main delivery mechanism we use for it is Power BI.
Awesome. Very cool. That's what we're going to talk about today, is a little bit of Power BI stuff. So Jason, could you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes. Hi, I'm Jason Himmelstein. I'm also an Office Servers and Services MVP, formerly a SharePoint MVP, although we prefer just going by that. But,
yeah,
you know, I work at Rackspace. I do all sorts of fun stuff with Office 365 and advisory services type of stuff. And I'm just a BI geek at heart. I wrote a book about BI on SharePoint, and just keep my hands dirty and use it on a day-to-day basis.
So. Awesome. So we had somebody on the show many, many episodes ago talking about Power BI, and I'll be honest, I guess we had done that maybe one or two times, and every time that I tried to get into Power BI, it made me feel stupid because I felt like I was like, I can't figure out how to get this done. What am I supposed to do here? And data source and reports and dashboards, and I felt like there was like an overlap and stuff. And I know that I'd talking off and on to you guys in the last few days, weeks, or whatever, and I was like, hey, I'm trying to get something sorted here. I'm tired of using a Google Sheet to try and make this work, and it never loads on my damn phone. I want to see the analytics for the podcast. So finally got together, started putting some stuff together. And I know, John, you helped me with answering a couple of questions. You seem to be doing email about the same time of day that I do it, about 5 or 6 in the morning, right? But, man, we had some funny exchanges going back and forth here. So let me get just y'all's take on, like, what is Power BI? What is it for? Who is it for? Who can use it? Stuff like that. Just, like, what's your take on it?
Power BI is BI for the rest of us, and to really want to reduce it down to a low level. It's cloud-based business intelligence that for the power user is what it boils down to. One of the problems with BI systems in the past has been it required an awful lot of upfront planning. So you had to build out your data warehouses, you had to build out your ETL packages. The reports tended to be beyond the reach of most users. They require some kind of arcane language. The idea here is to take all of the power, the analytical power of Excel, and make that available in a consumable way. I mean, Excel is still there, and it's still a premium tool for doing analysis. It's not the greatest from a sharing story necessarily. So Power BI, when it was first introduced, actually, and this might have been, you know, some of the confusing areas, it really was a mechanism to work with Excel files. It was really just a way to enable Excel files sitting in Office 365. Mm. The reboot of Power BI said, we don't want to take a dependency on anything, and we want to be able to have a user sign up, and they call it with something like 5 clicks to wow, or 5 minutes to wow. They want you to be able to point at a data source, bring up a series of reports, and get going, but still make it extensible. And the real challenge there is to make it applicable to the enterprise, which they've done.
Mm. Yeah.
And so it really has appealed to everyone from the power business user all the way up to really the IT department should have an eye on this as well.
Awesome. You want anything to add to that, Jason? You want to talk, like, what is it in your words? Or
so for me, it's been an enabler. It's truly an enablement of. You know, people have been looking and doing BI in Excel for so long, of just ugly sheets and rows and tables and pivot tables and trying to chart crap. And
Didn't have to share all the stuff that I've shown you that I've worked on.
Well, you know, so you and I started talking about this way back when you were trying to figure out how to do Moneyball with fantasy football. So, you know, we rode a train in Boston together. We had this whole conversation back when I was writing the book originally.
That's very true.
Yeah, so I remember seeing your awful spreadsheets. It was pretty funny, but I take this to a business user case. I was down in Australia recently, and there's two awesome women in totally different roles down there came up to me and said, you talked to us about Power BI the last time you were down here. Can you please just sit with me and do this for me? I said, no, but I can sit with you, and I can show you how to do it. And I spent 5 minutes with each of them. And by the time I left, one of them had a Salesforce report that they were trying to pull out and were able to do stuff with, and the other one was trying to pull stuff out of an awful screen scraped thing that they were getting data out of this back-end system. By the time I left, they had both put together reports, and their management had seen it. They loved what they were seeing. They were being refreshed nightly or weekly, whichever one they were trying to do. And it, you know, one of them actually is on display in our office there for the sales team. They're seeing Salesforce reports and being able to see all the metrics that they want to see, being able to visualize it in the right way. Once they got access to the back end, everything flew. So for them, it was truly an enabler to them doing the right kind of business, because they used to spend weeks putting these things together. And I spent 5 minutes with them, showed them how to do it, and they went off to the races.
Yeah, that's when I sat down to use it. I found it, I was really intimidated when I first sat down. Like, how do I get something to actually show up? And I felt like every time, like, I was trying to get something to show up, I would only get like 1 point showing up on a chart. It would show me a chart, like, here's that one dot. I'm like, I added a date thing to it too, and then it's only showing me just years and stuff. Like, there was a little bit of stuff that I found that was like, had I seen someone go through it a little bit, I thought it would have helped. And that's kind of going back to what you just said.
So the fun of it is that when you do this with people who actually truly know the data, they've been working with it for so long, they know the data inside and out. As soon as you show them, well, here's an axis, they know exactly what they want to see. It's simply a matter of them clicking and going. You know, the example that you're giving, you know somewhat of the data, but you were still trying to learn the data set a little bit.
That's right.
And these people, that's their job. They spend weeks putting these reports together. As soon as they saw what they saw in Power BI of what the everything looked like, it just flew for them because they know the data that well. For them, it was a no-brainer.
And it's live, becomes dynamic. Now that can be refreshed automatically instead of having to reassemble that same report every week.
Now, in that part about being refreshed live and everything, now there's only a certain kind of, I found that there are only certain data sets actually would be able, you could do that with, right?
Because I was talking about live connected versus refreshed, which is a bit different.
Okay, so explain the difference between live versus refreshed.
Sure. So if you've ever worked with Power Pivot in Excel, and I bring that up explicitly because the model in behind the scenes with Power Pivot is the same model in behind Power BI. In fact, Excel and Power BI itself are completely compatible. You can view Excel workbooks right within the Power BI server. It uses exactly the same data model. And when you use Power Pivot, what you're doing is, I don't like the word import, but you're pulling data from a source system and you're caching it. That's really the right word to use in a model. You're going kind of straight into an analysis model without going through a data warehouse necessarily, right?
I see, yeah.
And when you do that, you deploy to Power BI, the service, and you can refresh that on a periodic basis. But you can also use, depending on the data source, which is that's what you're keying in on.
Yeah.
You can connect live back to the source data through a virtual model. So you can still create those dimensions and measures and calculated measures, and they get calculated on the fly, but the queries get run right on the source system. Mm-hmm. And you can connect to those source systems, whether or not they're in the cloud or they're on-prem, through the on-prem data gateway. Mm-hmm. But what you'll get limitations there, because we can only connect to so many data sources. And there are a number of functions, particularly on the Power Query or M side, that aren't available through Direct Connect.
I see. Okay, yeah, so that was what I was trying to use. I was pulling in, pulling in data from Salesforce and extracts from Facebook, from Twitter, from a couple other things, and trying to get those, importing those as just like spreadsheets into the data sources, and then creating what was like an append to query or an aggregation query that put them all together.
Yeah, it's a calculated measure.
Yeah, and then so put it all together, and then when I was trying to, I really liked the ability how some of those things you could do, like you can create, what do you call them? I like how when you're building your model, you've got your data source, but then you can make changes to the data source, and as long don't change the columns, but like create a copy of that column, and then like parse out two things to get a date and a time, and then figure
it's the data model.
Yes,
and that's really personal ETL.
Yeah,
right? You're doing extract, transform, and load. That's the transform part.
Yeah, and it was really simple. I was working on data warehouses back, you know, in the '90s, late '90s. When I saw like splitting the stuff up, I'm like, holy crap, this is like I'd have to do a lot more work to be able to do this at a much lower level.
Yeah, and to that point, ran into this problem. John and I had some fun last week. I was pulling some data from again an Australian data set where I was playing with it, and Australians do their date format a little bit differently. And Power BI does not respect
that. You mean correctly.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So it doesn't respect it. So when I tried to convert a day, month, year format into date, it won't do it. So we actually had to go and take and split the column and reconstruct the date in order for it to work properly to get date and time to show up as a date and time column that we could, you know, slice on.
But it was pretty easy to do, wasn't it?
It was. You know, I was just hoping that there was just a button I'd be able to click that says date and time, and it didn't do that.
You're spoiled.
It's surprising, too, that that's not actually in there, though, because you would think that...
Hey, Microsoft, go fix that.
Yeah, well, you would think so. Like, when you look at the date, and like going, as I had the same problem with all of our times are coming across as Zulu, and I needed to... some of them were like with the 3-digit precision, and some of them were just with 2-digit precision. I'm like, well, how do I want to take that time? That's just a date. That everyone recognizes that UTC date, right? Let's just pull that date and then show me what quarter it's in. And it's like, huh?
It's worse. There's a couple of things that get more insidious than that, and the team has got to address this. If you use in DAX, so that DAX is the modeling language versus M or Power Query, which is the ETL language. So there's two different languages baked into this thing. And basically the DAX is what you use when you've already got the data in or you're working on a virtual model. But there's a couple of date time functions that will return the current system date, right? At now, at date, the now and the date functions. And if you're working, if you're sitting there working in Power BI Designer and you're building your reports up, everything works nicely. Then you deploy and you get different results on the screen. Why is that? All of those functions resolve to UTC. Mm. So the day is not necessarily, you know, 8 o'clock at night in Toronto is not, it's a different day than what's in UTC.
Gotcha.
So I actually put together the Twitter monitor for this thing. This is where I bumped into this recently.
So I was going to ask you about this, yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's using direct query, right? I just closed
so you,
this out.
So before you say this, so you're the guy that's like, that created this for the WPC. You also did it for Ignite.
It was Jason's idea.
So you two guys, yeah. Right? You guys,
he just gets all the credit, which I'm okay with.
I maintain it.
So you guys created these dashboards to watch, kind of get an eyeball on Twitter and see what's going on during these different conferences.
Yeah.
To see all the different tweets that are going on.
We're data geeks. It's what we do.
I've always been like, I've shown some to John where I go through. I'm pulling data down for the solar array that I have at my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I'm pulling. I'm downloading these spreadsheets down every day. And that's how I was able to find that one of my inverters had exploded, and I lost half my generation for a while. So.
John and I do it slightly differently, but I have a flow right now that's going off and looking at all the hashtags for all the... I'm sort of doing 6 sessions here at Ignite. Mm. I have a flow for each one, looking and dumping data from Twitter into a SharePoint list, and I have Power BI going against it.
A SharePoint list.
Yeah, which is a lot, but that's not the bad one. And Microsoft really doesn't like that I do this, but I also am looking at hashtag MS Ignite and dumping all the tweets from that into a SharePoint list and SharePoint Online. So that's it. And it's just screwed right now. The keynote, how many
yesterday there were 28,000 tweets.
28,000 tweets?
On the MS Ignite.
First hour of the first keynote.
Right. Also, look at that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what you're seeing, So what I'm seeing right now is they're showing me the dashboard. Mind you, on your phone.
Yeah.
On your phone.
On the Power BI app.
On the Power BI app.
These are the top tweeters. And broken down by original and retweets.
Do you have actual names on there?
Yeah, if you zoom in on it, there you go.
And
you can see Jen. Oh, she's fallen off the bottom.
She was on the top five.
She
yesterday.
Was number 3 this morning of original tweeters.
Oh.
So you can see you got the pure on spammers, right?
Yeah.
Gangsta Nerd's got 196 retweets. I'm not going to blow that out, but probably about 10 original tweets. And everything cross filters, of course, when you click on it on the phone.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and here's the latest tweets, and you can get into topics and mentions. This is cool. I haven't even told him this story. What are people talking about at Ignite? Number one topic at Ignite is SharePoint.
No kidding.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow, really?
Yesterday, when I first looked at this, I tweeted it out. SharePoint was the number one topic. Office 365 was the number 2, and Azure was number 3. Now Azure's changed, but they're very close. I actually have to change this because it's rounding to thousands right now and saying K, and I want to get more precise. So I got to update the report and redeploy it. But I can do that, and this is shared out anonymously. So everybody, I've been tweeting this out. People can go and look at this. It's delayed up to an hour through the anonymous mechanism. But this is live because it's going directly against the SQL Azure database.
Wow.
So Flow, Microsoft Flow, is taking any new tweet, dropping it into a SQL Azure database, and then Power BI is giving you a live report on it.
So when you're going through and you're doing like these top topics here, like when are you just taking, is Power BI able to look at just the text of the tweet and be able to pull specific words out, or are you actually doing an extraction from that?
No, I've done a little bit of SQL work with views.
Okay.
And so the views have happened in SQL, but it's just that dump in from flow.
Mm.
And no, I'd love to have an extract hashtag feature.
Yeah.
You had to do a little trickery with some views.
That was one of the things that I was looking at too. I was trying to figure out like, you know, how can I go through and take all the tweets that are coming out? And I want to see like, you know, top hashtags and top at mentions and all that stuff. Let me
pull those. That's the mentions table right there.
And so you're doing that same thing. You're having to go through and it doesn't. You're having to go do that to the data itself to be able to. You're creating a data source.
It's a SQL query. It's part of a view. So it's a second view and it's getting joined. Get into the mechanics of it. I don't think anybody wants to hear that. But yeah, but what you can do, and Jason makes this point quite often in his talks. The SQL view is a very powerful tool. If you can get at that, this is kind of, that'll be data warehousing work. Right? So you don't have to do everything client-side, and that was going to be really hard to do either in M or in DAX, but it was actually relatively simple to do through T-SQL. So that's where we did it.
Let me ask you guys this. Where, if somebody was trying to get into this the first time, you know, where would you send them as like getting started? Where's a good place for people to like, you know, how do I kind of start getting my feet wet with Power BI? How do I learn this stuff? I went to the Microsoft site, tried to find some stuff, and I went to their whole, like, you know, some of their tutorials, and I was a bit like slapping the keyboard left and right. Like, I didn't really know what was going on. So do you guys have a favorite that you would point people to?
There is, and I'm not going to remember the name of it. E-learning, there's a course site that Microsoft has.
The Virtual Academy?
No, it's not that.
Yeah, but we can send it to you later, and maybe you can put it in your show notes.
I would absolutely do that. Yeah, if you have a link to it, I think I know what you're talking about, like some of the e-learning stuff that they have. But yeah, if you can send us a link, we'll put it in. That's the trick, is kind of walking through and playing a little bit with like understanding how to do some of the stuff from soup to nuts and see that.
Yeah, there's we're going to be stumpers.
Yeah, no.
His brain is melting now.
There's a Power BI course that you walk through, and it literally is like a tutorial, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, I love that.
And it gives you the, I can definitely find that out because I'm kicking my butt right now that I can't remember the name of it.
So while we can't remember that right off, the place that I go to learn about what's new, the Power BI team, when they put out new stuff, they put out videos. They put out all sorts of content what they've added this month, because they're revving so fast. Mm. They're doing a really good job, and I wish that other product teams at Microsoft would get behind this and do the same thing. Every time they release stuff, they've got all
videos.
The information about it. They've got how-to videos of what they've done, walkthroughs. They've got blog articles detailing everything. It is really well done. It is the one product that is revving so damn fast. But yet they're doing that for the users, so we can stay up to date on it. Once you have a baseline, keeping that baseline up is not hard.
Yeah.
It's really impressive, and I just wish that the other teams that were trying to get on their speed of cadence that aren't even there could get that level of documentation around it. It's really beautiful.
There's a guy on the product team named Adam Saxton. Guy in a Cube is his at Guy in a Cube is his Twitter tag, and he puts out a video every week.
Wow.
He puts it out on YouTube. And it's great. It's a little bite-sized chunk. It's maybe 10 minutes long. And he's just showing you some aspect of the service. So it's not, you know, instructor start to finish.
Yeah.
But boy, it's like, did you know this? You know, 5 ways to troubleshoot the data gateway. Whatever it may be. It's great. I use it all the time.
Yeah, and I've seen they put a bunch of their samples too. So if you can go grab, like, they have a GitHub repository where they have some stuff.
Yes.
And you can grab some of their workbooks and change some stuff up and play with it. So,
yep.
John and I have been doing a monthly webcast. We're actually talking about trying to think about doing a more frequent podcast. more audio and
totally
quick.
Sure.
And I think it's a good idea. We've been talking about it a lot this week, and so, you know, who knows? By the time you actually get around to publishing this, we may actually have gotten something up.
Oh, that's a challenge.
So, hey,
it's always good when you get something up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love these guys. I like that.
We haven't started drinking yet. Jeez, I got a koozie, but it's a Diet Coke in here.
Awesome. So, if there's anything else you guys would like to add to this before we start to wrap this up here? I mean, I guess we're starting to wrap this up. But is there anything else that you guys would like to add about Power BI? Things you'd like to tell people?
Yeah.
And where can they find you guys? You know, blogs, Twitter, you know, where can they follow you guys, find out what's going on?
Well, if you're putting this thing out tomorrow, we're here at Ignite.
There you go. This will come out tonight. Hopefully it should come out tonight.
All right. Well, in that case, I've got a session with Chris McNulty on Friday about doing hybrid BI.
Okay.
And that's basically mixing and matching data to the cloud. I've got data here. I'm reporting there. How do I do all that? And one of the really exciting things for me is I get to show off the brand new Power BI web part that's available through it's the SharePoint framework BI web part that will work ultimately will work on prem and in the cloud, but we'll treat Power BI like you treat reporting services today within SharePoint. So we can now embed reports in SharePoint pages, and nobody's seen it yet. Jeff showed it at the keynote yesterday. He just showed the icon, mentioned it was there, and did nothing with it. I'll be showing you the web part. Awesome. So I'm excited about that.
That's Friday, September the 29th. That's Friday morning?
At 9 a.m. Yeah. I got the Friday 9 a.m.
September the 30th. Yes. Oh, my watch is a day back.
That's right.
Oh, no, wait. Today's Tuesday.
That's right.
My bad.
So I'm excited about that. Apart from that, I haven't been blogging frequently enough, but I'll be updating it, hopefully adding one today. At the whitepages.unlimitedviz.com. That's unlimited, V-I-Z for you Americans, or Z for us Canadians, .com. So, yeah. And I'm at DiverDown1964 is my Twitter hashtag.
DiverDown1964. Awesome. Jason, how about you?
So, if you're coming to the show, I've got one more session today, but that's today. I've got one tomorrow on the Expo Hall floor. It's a recap of the one I'm doing here at 2 o'clock.
That's Wednesday.
Yeah, that's Wednesday. And then I've got Thursday, Todd Clinton and I are doing SharePoint performance best practices session. And then I have an afternoon session that is an MVP, you know, come ask MVPs questions session in the afternoon. And then Friday morning, I have a user group session, and then I'm going to go stalk John at his BI session in the afternoon, because I really want to get to see more, because I've seen a little bit looking over his shoulder at the machine. But I'm doing a couple of sessions, and Rackspace, we're at booth 521. If you stop by there and tell them you want to talk to me, they'll text me, and I'll magically appear in about 5 minutes. So.
5 minutes? You've seen this conference center, haven't you?
There's You've seen me run.
Here, here in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a. It
takes 5 minutes to get off the bus.
Yeah, so. It takes 5 minutes to get across the dining hall.
Unfortunately, you spend 45 minutes waiting in the line for the restroom, so yes. It's not quite that quick. But, you can find my blog at SharePointLonghorn.com, and I tweet at SharePointElhorn. And John and I have been doing this this bifocal show.
Yep.
We actually need to get our web presence up and online. I'm going to try and get that done this week, just so we can start, you know, letting people know what we're thinking about doing.
So
we've got bifocal.online or the bifocalshow.com. So
awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
Thanks.
Thanks.